1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. CBS News has been told by a senior federal law enforcement official that a total of at least 20 people, possibly more, have been shot and killed at a restaurant and at a bowling alley in Lewiston, Maine. WGME-TV reporter Anna Kuhn.
The person of interest is Robert Carr. That was confirmed, and police do consider him armed and dangerous. So if you do see him, do not approach that person of interest and instead call the police immediately.
The area is in lockdown, says WGME-TV's Marissa Bodner.
They're saying to shelter in place. That's both Lewiston and Auburn at this hour. They say that means stay inside, lock the doors, do not be out on the streets.
The shootings happened just before 7 p.m. local time Wednesday night. The IDF says Israeli troops conducted a targeted raid overnight in the northern Gaza Strip using tanks to attack terrorists, terror infrastructure, and anti-tank missile launch posts. The report said the incursion was in preparation for the next stages of combat. Israel is furious with UN Chief Antonio Guterres, says CBS's Holly Williams in East Jerusalem.
Israel's ambassador to the UN has called for the resignation of the Secretary General of the United Nations after he said that the October 7th massacres by Hamas militants, quote, did not happen in a vacuum. Now, to be clear, he condemned the attacks, but he also said, quote, those appalling attacks cannot justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people.
Members of the United Auto Workers who make Ford vehicles will soon be heading back to work now that Ford has made a tentative deal with the union, says WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert in Detroit.
Usually auto workers don't come off of strike until they have a ratified deal, but the UAW says it wants Ford workers back on their jobs to pressure the management at the other two Detroit car makers. The union will continue negotiating with GM and Stellantis even as Ford workers take a ratification vote on their new deal.
Republican Congressman Mike Johnson's been elected Speaker of the House. CBS's Nicole Killian says he's a deeply conservative leader.
Representing Northwest Louisiana, Johnson has taken a sharp stance against gay rights and supports a nationwide abortion ban without exceptions. Florida Republican Matt Gaetz, who led the effort to remove Kevin McCarthy as Speaker, said the hardliners won.
Heavy rain in parts of the U.S. has residents alert for flooding, says the Weather Channel's Jackie Jarrett.
Now, the remnants of it bringing some heavy rain in mountainous areas of Mexico. But here at home, we do have some flood concerns. We've got a slow-moving system that's bringing training storms across the southern plain states, and the likelihood of flooding has increased there.
This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. You may be aware that online crime is a huge threat, but did you know this problem could be a great career opportunity for you? Cybersecurity experts are in high demand and well-paid. You can position yourself for this specialty in months, not years, at My Computer Career, even with no prior IT experience. Learn how you can train for this rewarding career at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies, overnight, with scattered rain showers likely. Lows around 54, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 63, tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Locally grown radio, from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
WAUK. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good Thursday morning, and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, 6 minutes past 10 o'clock on this October 25th. Greg Bach is on the board. And 30 minutes from now, 34 minutes from now,
the countdown begins.
Mom Kristen will be checking in with us via StreamYard, and hopefully little Frankie Lou. We will get a look at her as well. What, she's 5 weeks now?
She is a month.
She's a month old.
Today.
A month old today.
Oh, no. Month old tomorrow.
Thursday. Tomorrow. Right. All right. Kristen's going to be joining us coming up at 10:34, so I hope you will stick around for that. In the second hour, this will make you laugh, Greg, but I'm very, very excited about this. We're going to talk to the man who broke the Wisconsin record for growing the largest pumpkin.
I think that's fantastic.
It is.
I like it.
It's wonderful. It's like 2,400 pounds. A 2,400-pound pumpkin. So Brian Matthewitz is going to be joining us at 11:33 to tell us how he got into that. How does one start? Do you have to sing to them to get them to weigh 2,400 pounds? I'm sure there are special things you have to do to get a pumpkin to grow that big. So we will find out more details coming up a little bit later on. Again, that is at 11:33. Just wanted to start out, though, we led with this yesterday. There was that shooting at a Germantown middle school on Monday evening. A few more details are known now. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today. He came with out-of-state license plates on his car. He has no known connection to Germantown. He apparently took his car to a body shop, was acting erratically there, and then walked away over to the school where he was seen dismantling disabled parking signs. Yeah. And according to the Department of Justice, he tried to get into the school doors. They were locked. He was seen again behaving erratically in the parking lot. A groundskeeper approached him, and he told him, get back or something might happen.
Oh, my gosh.
And he had a big ratchet tool so he could take the signs off the posts. Again, this man was shot and killed after he fired at officers. No one else was hurt. No students were hurt. There were about 70 kids at the school at the time. Classes are back in session except for that particular middle school in Germantown. So that's what we know about that. And again, gratefully, no one else was hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you work in the healthcare industry, or do you have a family member who works in healthcare? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Really disturbing story out of CBS News. Healthcare workers are facing double the rate of workplace harassment compared to pre-pandemic times. They show that in 2022, 13.4% of healthcare workers say they'd been harassed at work. That's up from 6.4% in 2018. This harassment is defined as threats, bullying, verbal abuse, other actions from patients and coworkers that create a hostile work environment. We have such short memories.
Yeah.
Remember when, at the beginning of the pandemic, when we had refrigerated trucks for all the bodies because mortuaries could not accommodate them all? We had people in major cities going out in their balconies applauding our healthcare workers as their shifts ended. We had people out there with pots and pans celebrating the work that our healthcare workers were doing, trying to keep us alive during a global pandemic. And now we are abusing our healthcare workers.
I know this is going to sound really crass, but I'm not surprised. It feels that we do this. Like, I mean, even when we look at the pandemic, we were so together in the lockdown for like 2-3 weeks. And then people were like, I want my hair cut. Like, it just changes. We can't stay united on some things. But then we say like, oh, they're heroes. Well, if they're heroes, then why are we abusing them?
Yes, exactly. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Do you work in the healthcare field? Do you know someone who works in the healthcare field? Maybe you have left the healthcare field because you just can't deal with this anymore. We know there are staffing issues. We know that our hospitals are understaffed. Our nursing homes are understaffed. Gee, we're abusing the people who work at these places. Why would they be understaffed? You're telling me people don't want to get into the healthcare industry now? With that they have to deal with this? This is a widespread problem. Burnout in the healthcare industry, again, according to this article from CBS News. Even before the pandemic, burnout was a big problem. We have an unprecedented shortage of nurses. We actually, as a country, need more than 200,000 new registered nurses every year until 2030 in order to meet the demand for nurses. 844-967-2789. Karina is on the line from Milwaukee. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning. I'm glad you're talking about it because it always existed. Okay, it's always existed because for some reason, people take medical staff as a service. Okay, this is not a service. It's actually a life-saving abilities those people have to help you. Now, after COVID and before, it's getting real for people to see what they never seen before. Healthcare workers are stretched thin.
Yeah.
What's happened? How I explain it to myself, because I have to, as administrator, come out on the floor and protect my workers from patients who's obnoxious and who's really not behaving appropriately. So, and all that is healthcare system. People are tired of this system. People are tired of huge money they pay, and they don't receive the services they received that 5-6 years ago.
Right.
And all of it as comes out into the face of a people who trying to line them up due to rules and regulations, what pushed on us by CMS. And that pushed by all the commercial system. So we're talking about, for example, Medicare patients, right? They are getting less and less services. There's more rejections. And unfortunately, until people understand that going for insurance and paying for your insurance is not reasonable today, because insurance makes money on denying your benefits.
Absolutely.
So why would you go? Why would you go? Because, look, everybody's saying, oh, I pay the premium. I pay the deductible. This is what it is. No, it is not. Because you pay the premium to insurance, it just covers up the administration, maybe, okay? So you pay the deductible, it goes to the doctor. What insurance can possibly save money for themselves and make money is to not allow you to do MRI versus X-ray. Not give you a correct medication with a brand name, but something else, because it's going to cost cheaper. Everybody, the whole thing is talking like Biden right now, negotiating with the prices, and it's nice. But it is not nice for the industry, because they cutting off reimbursements from pharmacists, not from the pharmaceutical companies. Again, we're talking about removing Medicare because it's getting to be bankrupt. Well, why wouldn't we remove high prices first?
You make some really good points, Karina. It's a mess. Our healthcare system is a mess. There's no question. I just am concerned, especially with statistics, like we need 200,000 nurses a year to enter the system in order to just fill all the gaps. Thank you for calling, Karina. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text. Text her from the 262. It seems like some respected professions, healthcare workers and teachers in particular, have been under assault since the pandemic began. It would be interesting to see the demographics of those who are harassing, particularly their voting habits.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know that there's any way to find that out.
No, but I mean, you can also figure out from their rhetoric what they're going to say to the people, to their faces and whatnot.
Especially if they don't want to get vaccinated. That's a pretty fair assumption. John from the Falls checking in on the text line. Good morning. My wife and I both work in the healthcare industry, and I can tell you that things have definitely gone downhill in the last 6 or 7 years. It's just another manifestation of the me first, screw you Trumpism that's been growing in this country. It didn't used to be like this. Maybe the tensions and the frustrations, sure, they were there, but now we all feel like we have the right to just unload on whomever
for whatever. Yep.
Right? Self-control, people.
I mean, that's not what we're being taught now anymore. We're being taught that you can say anything with very little consequence as well. That's the biggest thing, is that there's very little consequence for actions and for words. And that's, you know, yeah, I this show could be 5 hours. I wouldn't be done talking.
Well, if you want to check in, again, you can call and or text 844-967-2789. We are talking about the number of threats and harassment that people in our healthcare industry are facing, and it's gone up considerably since 2018. Love to hear from you if you work in healthcare, if you know someone who works in healthcare. Maybe you have left healthcare because of this. We want to hear from you. Stick around. We have a little break. We'll be right back after that. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and you at 844-967-2789. Reminder to stick around. Kristen Bry will be joining us coming up around 10:33, and then we'll get another look at hopefully Frankie Lou is in a good mood today, and we can get a look at the baby as well. We've just been talking in this first segment, a new report out from CBS News talking about the increasing amount of harassment that our healthcare workers are experiencing. From 2018, it was 6.4% of those who said they had run into that, up to 13.4% in 2022. And we're taking your calls and your texts about your experiences with the healthcare industry, especially if you work in that industry or you have left that industry. Maybe you're considering going into the healthcare field. Bravo on you. 844-967-2789. Texture from the 715. I'm 50 and I will be quite ticked off if I don't get Medicare, Social Security, and all the benefits I've been paying into since I was 15, let alone my 17, 19, 21, 24, and 27-year-old children who are also paying out of their paychecks. Yeah. I don't know enough about how Social Security works to really get into what the solvency issues, the insolvency issues, but it does seem kind of important for all of us who have been paying into this system for decades and decades that we should be able to access those benefits. I really resent when they refer to Social Security as an entitlement, like that's a bad thing.
That's something that I don't know who is to blame for that, but the rebranding it as like an entitlement as if I haven't been spending my entire life working.
Exactly.
It's sort of, you know, when I worked on the Obama election in 2008, they set up for us when you're done with the election, you're done working. And what they did was, as the company we worked for, they set up our unemployment insurance. So to make sure that there was no problem.
Right.
And it took me like 3-4 months to finally do it because I was like, I don't want to do it. I feel like I don't want to take unemployment. I'm like, my mom goes, you've paid into this. This is your money. This was set up. don't look at it as if you are some sort of like
low life.
You've paid into this. This is your money. And that's when I changed my mind on all these things. Like, no, yes, you're right. Like Social Security, I've been paying into that since I was 12.
Wow.
That's when I got my first job.
Wow.
So you better have my money, government. You better have my money.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, talking about our healthcare system and the increasing harassment that our healthcare workers are facing. Texter from the 541, the population is increasing, so we need more nurses than last year anyway. Add in harassment, the lack of respect by patients and management. It's hard to keep people who are already in the profession. The nurses charged in Vanderbilt earlier this year had a sizable effect on the profession across the country, feeling like staff does not have the support of their management. That's got to be awful.
Yeah, because now it feels like those places are just being run like total businesses and corporations.
And they are.
I mean, they're not. Healthcare seems second, a byproduct of what they do. It's about the money they make for their shareholders. Because, and I brought this question up, and I don't think anyone's been able to. No, I think the answer's always been no, which is, is there such thing as a county hospital where you just, you know, like, I don't have insurance. You got to go to county. I need it. Like, no, they're all privately owned hospitals that are conglomerates, that are multi-billion dollar organizations.
And yet at the same time, because I was in a hospital in Milwaukee over the last couple of months.
Yeah.
And yet there are plaques in the elevators that were donated because apparently these major hospitals can't afford to pay for their own elevators. I don't understand
that. I'll never understand it. And that sort of behavior and that sort of the paperwork and all the it I am one of the millions of Americans who just doesn't go to the doctor because I don't want to deal with all of the paperwork and money. Because like, I want to go and get a checkup. All right, cool. That's $1,200. I don't know. It just, I'm like, I'll let my foot hurt.
Yeah. And that's not good.
Yeah, it's not at all. I admit that.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Anti-harassment mentality from the 541, like denying service to patients who are acting out like a Karen, could help to put people back in their place. Again, I think you are setting up some of the healthcare workers then to really have people really go after them.
Yeah.
If they're going to have to be the ones who are policing people's behavior.
I mean, I've seen people lose their mind in a bagel shop. I can't imagine what they're going to do in a hospital.
Because the schmear wasn't schmear-y enough?
Or they were out of the schmear.
They were out of the correct schmear.
And look, I learned my lesson. I won't act like that again. But I want...
Good. You've learned your lesson, Greg Bach.
Maybe.
That is not acceptable behavior.
No,
let's just all agree, my friends. We're adults. Can we... I don't know, behave like adults, behave better than our children behave so we can, I don't know, set an example for our children. It's just a thought.
It's for the children.
Oh, I know it's wacky, but I know we can do it. I firmly, okay, not so firm.
Do you believe in us?
I believe in us, Greg Bach. I do.
I'm really loving this. I love this Jane Mountaineer we're getting right now. It's just inspiration.
Full of hope.
With a little bit of, I'm not sure.
A little cynicism just to balance things out. All right. Yeah. We have the bottom of the hour news coming up. Stick around for that. When we come back, the one, the only, the creator of this program, As Goes Wisconsin.
I thought you were going to say the creator of Frankie.
Well, that too.
She is.
She is.
Nothing.
Along with Mike.
Yes.
Kristen Bry will be with us when we return. I hope you will stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Trudy's doing DC, baby. The rest of the week I'll be there. You know, I got some big guests lined up.
And you'll have to tune in for those very special guests live from Washington, D.C. this Wednesday and Thursday. Catch the broadcast starting at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
The D3s.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies, overnight, with scattered rain showers likely. Lows around 54, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 63, tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
I'm in 101.101.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, 1034. Jane Matinair in for Kristen Bride. Greg Bach is on the board, and Mom is here. Kristen Bride joining us. You can see her live on StreamYard. Watch the stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm tired, but that's, that's the standard these days.
She's a month tomorrow. Unreal. It is. I find it
it's
unreal.
It's funny because she's definitely gotten, she's certainly gotten bigger. She's over 8 pounds now.
Wow.
And, but she, everyone who meets her for the first time still is like, oh my God, she's so itty bitty. And I'm like, God, you got heavier.
So she's gained back weight and she's putting on weight, which is good.
Oh yeah. I mean, she was born at 6 pounds, 13 ounces. And I would say last Friday, we saw a lactation consultant, and she measured, or she weighed her, and she was 8 pounds, 2 ounces. So I think by her month appointment on Tuesday, she might be like 8 and a half.
That's maybe great.
Maybe closer to 9. So she's certainly growing.
Does it feel like this is happening just as you're watching her? Like you can feel her, you can see her actually getting longer and a little more solid?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, she's certainly, I'm not joking when I said like, oh, she just feels like she's not heavy. Like I'm not that out of shape. but she, I can feel that she is like more solid than a month ago. And she's certainly like every day she's awake a little bit more than the week, like, and then the day before or the week before, for better or for worse, as far as, there's a fussier Frankie than there was the first, let's say, 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's easier when they're unconscious, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so, but unfortunately it's usually her dad who gets screaming Frankie. And I don't know if that's just because of time of day of when he is taking her and if his mom just has the magical touch. I have to sit upstairs because I go to sleep earlier and I let him do kind of like the last shift. And our house is lofted. And so where I'm sleeping, I can just hear her. And I'm like, last night I called out, I was like, you want help? And he goes, no. And I was like, okay.
I've got this.
You got to figure it out.
It's got to be so exciting. And you look terrific. I'm sure you're tired. Yet, you know, you're up, still up every couple hours to feed her, but you look great.
Oh, thanks.
You do.
I feel pretty good. I think I still maintain that we're really lucky. She slept for 4 hours in a row last night, which I think at 4 weeks is not unheard of, but I think fortunate.
Yeah.
And so hopefully she'll continue to be a good sleeper. But it's just more of, it goes back to, I think what I said the first week I was back, of just like the bored busyness of a day, mm-hmm. where, especially because the last 2 days Mike was out of the house. So I was just home alone with her all day. And it's like, I got nothing done. And yet all of a sudden I look up and it's 4 o'clock. And just the weirdness of what, like how time is not real in how much time it takes to do everything with her.
Sure.
And when she's nursing or when she's sleeping on you, like you can't really do anything else. So, like the amount of Modern Family and social media I've consumed is probably an unhealthy amount.
There's no such thing as an unhealthy amount of Modern Family.
That's true. That show holds up.
Yeah.
I will say that. Yes. The only thing that's really interesting about that show going back and watching it is, and I think they did get critiques of this while the show was still on, but it started in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
I think it went to what, like 2016, 2017?
I think it was 11 right. seasons. It went for 11 seasons.
It was 11 seasons. Okay,
it went off the air in 2020 before the pandemic.
So what is so interesting to go back and look at now is I think until, and I'm not there yet in the seasons, but I think until Cam and Mitchell get married, they never kiss.
No.
And so there was like, even though like we were, you think about it, 2009, early 2010s, like things were clipping along as far as the, like everyone's comfortability with gay people on TV. But while there's storylines with Claire and Phil of like their sex life, there's storylines with Gloria and Jay and their sex life, but like Cam and Mitchell, like never kiss.
Yeah.
And it's so funny to like, just in 10 years, how now there's shows like on the revamp of Gossip Girl. There was like polyamorous, like everything, everything was very raunchy. And so it's like, oh, we've come away. And
yeah.
It was a simpler time. It was a more innocent time.
Absolutely.
Well, you had sent us an article, Kristen, that we're going to kick around now for the next half an hour. Apple Plus TV has canceled Jon Stewart's show, The Problem with Jon Stewart, which makes me very sad.
Makes me very sad, too.
But here's my question, because it makes me sad, too. But how many episodes of their 2 seasons did either of you watch on Apple TV?
All of them.
You did watch all of them?
I've watched multiple times.
So I have not watched all of them. I have definitely enjoyed the clips of them. But it was one of those things where it's like, oh, I'll get to it. And I have not necessarily gone back and watched them, which is a large part of the article that we've pulled is how many people were actually watching the show, despite all of us recognizing how unbelievably talented and important the work that Jon Stewart does.
But you make a really good point, Kristen. It was via clips. It was via clips that you'd mm-hmm. see on Twitter when he was either interviewing someone about transgender healthcare or guns, or those are the clips that would go viral instead of people actually tuning in to watch the show. And I'm embarrassed to admit it, but of the two seasons, I only watched two complete episodes.
Yeah. I think I probably watched six.
Well, the same thing happened with the HBO show Winning Time, which was about the Lakers, the Magic Johnson era Lakers. It just got canceled abruptly in its second season. And people were like, what's going on? And HBO was like, y'all weren't watching it. You were talking about how great it was, but you guys weren't watching it in the numbers that it needs to survive. And I'm wondering if shows like Last Week Tonight and Colbert and Jon Stewart, you know, do networks take into consideration hits on YouTube? Because, I mean, you go on YouTube, you can see the entire John Oliver, like, deep dive. Not the whole show, just the deep dive. And that's, like, 25 minutes long. So I'm wondering if they're like, well, this clip got 10 million views, so we want to keep this show on the air because people are watching the clips and we're making revenue off of the clips versus the actual TV show itself.
But I think what's interesting is specifically with Apple, and I feel like we've talked about this before with, like, when Matt Miller's come on during the talking about the strikes, and now obviously WGA has come to an agreement. SAG is still working on their agreement. But in the model of Amazon and Apple specifically, whose main revenue as a company is not the content it produces, right? It's not even close as far as what these companies make their money on. Like, these are, like, doing movies and TV shows for Amazon and Apple is like
a hobby,
a playground, right? They're like, ah, sure, we'll do this.
We'll
but
do
like, but meanwhile,
let's put on a show.
Cloud services for Amazon and, like, hardware for Apple will always be their bread and butter.
Yeah.
And so specifically what the article says about Jon Stewart, which I think is, it's a bigger esoteric question, I think, for any of us as far as, like, who pays the bills, is one, there was the side that Jon Stewart's show, it was only getting marginal reviews, but what he wanted to make his next season about was China.
Yep.
And like other stories he wanted to do a deep dive in was not in the monetary interest of Apple. And so they split ways.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Greg.
I was going to say, did they say how much, I can't remember if they say how much an episode or a season cost them to make? Because I can't imagine it's a lot. It's a small staff. It's that kind of show. Because Apple is worth $2.7 trillion.
Yeah.
So that show is a drop in a drop in a drop in a drop of a bucket. So
they didn't say they didn't say how much the show cost to make. They did in the article do a hypothesis as far as, like, if this show were to get this many viewers and this many people to sign up for Apple TV Plus just to watch this show that's only on three-month seasons, they would make, I think it was somewhere around like $21 million, which that is a, like, 0.005% of what they make from their products, especially selling to and making products in China.
Yeah.
And so I just thought that was interesting as far as the value I think so much of us put on people who are, like, for to use a really cheesy term, like, truth seekers and, like, truth tellers, which I think Jon Stewart is, like, through and through, right? But, like, what platform is he allowed to do that on? Beyond, does he do, I mean, I hate to make the comparison, but does he pull, like, a Tucker Carlson and just do stuff online? Because that is where he can do whatever he wants. He just needs the budget to be able to get the people that he wants to interview, et cetera. Because, like, I hope this isn't the end of him doing stuff. It's just who has the appetite to host what he's doing.
I think it has to be like a podcast network that just gives him the autonomy, because I can't think of.
No corporation is going to let him go forth and do anything that he wants to.
Because Disney owns so much in the realm of TV as far as streaming and network and you got, Apple and Amazon. I think the only place he can go, which wouldn't be as good, because he needs an audience in that room to react to the jokes.
Yeah.
And so I don't know where else he could go. I mean,
if Jon Oliver wasn't
HBO?
Already on HBO, HBO lets Jon Oliver do whatever he wants. Like, the amount that he roasts AT&T and, like, the parent company.
Business daddy.
He literally does his carte blanche.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It is amazing what they let him get away with.
He's coming to town on Sunday.
Oh, John really? Oliver's going to be in town.
He was going to be here last month, but then his show got restarted, so they pushed it back a month, so this Sunday. So I'm like, I got to go to something, but I might kick out early to go see that show because he is an important person for me, and I want to see him do stand up.
That's awesome.
I think he's going to be amazing.
Oh, he's so funny.
He and Jon Stewart, and as you said, Stephen Colbert, and all those guys are kind of male yous, Kristen. As far as
yes, sure.
Well, okay.
Jon Stewart,
Jon
Stewart is
slightly.
Totally the man version of Kristen Bride.
But as far as how you deliver information and how you try and break things down and make it chewable and digestible with and also using humor, and it's just more, it's critically important, and it's even more important now than it's ever been.
Yeah, I want to go listen to it. There's a new podcast from the Crooked Media family, Jon Favreau, and Luke Mathers is actually the one who told me to go listen to this, but Greg, you'd probably appreciate this as well. But it's like an entire episode talking about how news has changed and how comedy has changed and how comedy has changed news. And I think it's Offline is the name of the show, and it's the most recent episode. And so I'm going to listen to that, and maybe we can talk about that next week.
I think the blurriness
is, and just like the, I argue that this is still a good way to introduce and digest information, and it's also led to so much more opinion masquerading as news.
Yeah.
Versus the general population's decreasing ability to tell the difference between the two of like what is objective and what is subjective.
Yeah.
Well, another thing too, you bring that up, is I think it also has changed. Well, when people try to stand on stage and be funny, it is just spouting a few lines of opinion in a timbre that is trying to be funny when there's no joke there. You're just saying something you don't like. There's no joke, but you feel like, well, I'm topical, or I'm political, or I'm anti-woke, or I'm this or that. No, you're just not funny. And I gave Jane a clip, and I'm going to put it in the show notes. I want everyone to watch this we've talked about this before, about conservatives just never being able to nail it when it comes to political comedy. They always seem to miss the mark completely for their own reasons, because they're just spouting opinions without reflection or without jokes.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's very, very interesting. I'm going to miss Jon Stewart. But I, like you said, Kristen, he's got to show up someplace else. I can't imagine.
Imagine he would.
Yeah.
The man retired and came back because he can't not. So.
We are going to come back. Kristen Bry is here checking in from home live on the StreamYard. Greg Bach is on the board, and I am filling in for the one and only Kristen Bry. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more, so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Yeah! Woo!
fight the storm in the sky.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. 10 minutes before 11 o'clock, Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and Kristen is joining us from home on the StreamYard. You can watch us on YouTube, Twitter, and the other places.
YouTube,
Twitter, and Facebook. And Facebook, that one, yes, the Zucker one.
Two out of three ain't bad, Jane. Two out of three ain't bad.
And you can always comment as well on the stream. We see that. You can always call in or text at 844-967-2789. Been talking about Jon Stewart saying goodbye to Apple TV Plus. His show has been dropped. A texter from the 262 says, I think there's a real need for truly neutral avenues for people like Jon Stewart and anyone else in the media. I can't trust Elon or Zuckerberg or any of the behemoth media producers or hosts to not interfere with free speech.
Well, I think no one is safe, right? Like, he just sees it so clearly through a nonpartisan lens and through, like, still just, like, the sanity of, like, what are we doing? I mean, it wasn't on his show, but it was when he was interviewing, what was her exact title? But someone from the Pentagon.
Oh, and it was about the audit.
And just annihilated her. Like, that was embarrassing for her to have that position and have a comedian just, like, pun intended, torpedo any argument you have of why it's justified to not have any idea how much money the Pentagon is spending.
Yeah, that they can't pass an audit year after year after year after year is remarkable. And he does it with such, even when you can tell he's a little ticked off, he still does it so gently.
Well, when he interviewed that the state leader from, I think it was Missouri, regarding guns, he's angry. He's swearing in his face. And he is getting very, very upset. But at the very end of it, he's like, thank you so much for meeting with me. Thank you for talking with me. I'm surprised that nobody in the course of that show just was like, you know what? Well, I'm done here, and I'm not going to get yelled at by the Daily Show guy.
Yeah.
It's amazing that these people agreed to talk to him.
Yeah.
First and foremost, you have to wonder what kind of vetting job their staffers did before they sent their elected representatives to sit down with Jon Stewart.
I still always think about that with Better Know a District. And when congressmen, including Gwen Moore, fell prey to getting interviewed and just shown to be, at least in the editing, who knows how much was editing and how much was things that were actually said, but just so many of these, it's like, this is who we send to DC. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty amazing. All right. Well, we're going to move on to a quick pop quiz for new mom Kristen. See how well you have been dipping in and out of the news with what's going on. Can you tell us, Kristen Bry, who is the latest nominee for Republican Speaker of the House?
This changed overnight, right?
It changes by the hour.
Like, the day ended yesterday and was Emmer's. And then I think in my, like, 3 a.m. feeding, I saw that it is now someone else. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. So if I have multiple choice, maybe I'll be able to guess.
Mike Johnson. That's his name.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was a quiz.
He's from Louisiana.
He's from Louisiana.
Okay.
He's from Louisiana. He is completely anti-abortion. He's very anti-gay. He was the author, I believe, of the amicus brief that they started in Texas to try and overturn the results of the 2020 election. So if there are people who are thinking that he is more moderate as a Republican, more moderate than Jim Jordan or Scalise or Emmer, he's not.
He calls Social Security a Ponzi scheme.
Yep.
I mean, he is.
Climate change is a
hoax. Do people think he has the votes?
They're gonna go in at noon. So they're gonna start voting at noon. And at least right now, it seems like he's got a fair amount of support. But again, if there are what are considered moderate Republicans, I don't know how you back this guy, because he certainly isn't going to get any support from Democrats.
No. God. All right. What else you got for me?
All right. Next question. An off-duty airline pilot who was riding in an extra cockpit seat on a flight this week tried to do what? Was it A? Go ahead.
Didn't he try to turn off the engine?
Yes.
Yep.
Ding, ding, ding.
And now he's charged with like 89 counts of like attempted manslaughter or something?
Yeah. He tried to cut the engines mid-flight and then later told police he'd been struggling with depression. Joseph David Emerson, 44, facing 83 counts of attempted murder against Alaska Airlines pilots.
Oh, my gosh.
He entered not guilty pleas. Federal prosecutors have charged him with interfering with a flight crew that can carry up to 20 years in prison. He told police after his arrest he'd been struggling with depression, a friend had died recently, and that he'd taken magic mushrooms about 48 hours before trying to cut the engines. He also said he hadn't slept in more than 40 hours. Now, it's been a really, really, really long time since I've had any firsthand experience with psychedelic mushrooms.
We can change that, Jane.
Wow. You heard it first here,
Once
folks.
I stop nursing, you and I, we'll take a weekend.
There we go.
I want to come.
But from what I recall from those many, many, many years ago, the effect of psychedelic mushrooms does not last for 48 hours.
No, unless you just keep taking them.
Well, that's just it. If you're continually ingesting them over the course of 2 days, then yes. But if the last time he took them was 48 hours ago, that seems like kind of a lame excuse. And I have a feeling this is not going to work out well for him.
No, but the reason I knew that story was, again, in my endless doom scrolling, someone commented on the pictures that they used of him were all like family photos and how like wholesome he looked. And just another like media literacy point as far as what photos get used when people who are charged with crimes make the news.
Yeah.
And as like a white middle-aged guy, like he just looks
He's
like
a family guy.
He looks like a sitcom dad.
Who does psychedelic mushrooms and tries to cut jet engines. But other than that, he's fine. It was so lovely to see you. Give Frankie a squeeze. Give Frankie a squeeze from me and from Greg.
Oh, you said that so with hesitation. She's like, I said, oh, I held the baby. She's like, whatever. Like,
fine. There's all this competition now for who gets more Frankie time,
from you.
So, yeah. Well, okay.
Well, we're here. I mean, anyone's welcome to come over. It's not like we're, like I said, we're not doing that much.
All right. Kristen Bry will be back with us next Wednesday. Thank you so much, my friend. Take care.
Bye.
Stay with us. We will be back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and you're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics.
Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE broadcast.